Blackstone Audio presents Applied Economics, Thinking Beyond Stage 1, Second Edition, by Thomas Sowell. Chapter 1, Politics versus Economics.
I don't give a good goddamn what Milton Friedman says. He's not running for re-election.
President Richard Nixon to a White House aide. While economic principles are important, economic actions take place within a framework of laws and government policies that are shaped by political principles, which may or may not be consistent with economic principles. The interaction of political and economic incentives makes the study of economic policy issues more challenging and more revealing than a study of either economic or political principles in isolation. Political versus economic decisions. People tend to respond to the incentives and constraints confronting them, whether they are in the marketplace or in politics. However, those incentives and constraints are very different in these different situations, so it can hardly be surprising that voters tend to behave differently than consumers, and politicians tend to behave differently than sellers of goods and services. Voters. Economic decisions and political decisions are made in different ways, even when the same person makes both kinds of decisions, for example, as a consumer and as a voter. Virtually no one puts as much time and close attention into deciding whether to vote for one candidate rather than another as is usually put into deciding whether to buy one house rather than another, or perhaps even one car rather than another. The voters' political decisions involve having a minute influence on policies which affect